Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to our friend Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid.
What's up, Kennedy?
You know, living the dream, girl. How are you?
That's all you can do.
It is.
Thank you.
Good.
Ingrid from West Roxbury, who is navigating all the school buses on the commute this morning.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Please stop, you idiots, if you see a bus and the flashing red lights.
Of course I do.
No, I know you do. I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
I see people blow past buses stopped all the time. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes. I've seen that too many times.
Mm-hmm. All right, we kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Ditto, my friend.
Ingrid, you're always so low energy when you call in.
I try. You know, it's early. I'm a morning person, so. Woo!
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. 18 years ago today in 2006, the crocodile hunter Steve Irwin tragically died after his chest was pierced by a stingray's barb. Which country was Steve Irwin from?
Australia.
Jimmy Buffett's daughter posted a tribute to him on the first anniversary of his death.
Sorry, I didn't mean to start this game so dark.
One of Jimmy's most famous songs is about enjoying which meal while in paradise?
Cheeseburger.
Michael Che and Colin Jost from SNL are doing a live comedy special on Peacock. Which SNL segment do they host together every week?
Weekend Update.
Mark Ronson turns 49 today. His biggest hit is Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars. Finish the lyric from that song. Take a listen.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Finish the lyric.
Oh, it goes silent. That's my answer. I'm kidding. I have no idea. Not a clue.
Alrighty. Question number five.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever do a live action Frozen, Anya Taylor-Joy just threw her hat in the ring by saying she wants to play Elsa. Taylor-Joy rose to fame by starring in this Netflix limited series about an orphan chess prodigy who struggles with addiction on her journey to being the best chess player in the world. Name the show.
Queen's Gambit.
All right, let's get Kennedy Queen's back Gambit. In the studio.
Kennedy!
Feels good to hear it again.
Yay!
Kennedy, Ingrid got 4 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. Wow. Damn.
Impressed herself.
Alrighty.
These are hard, Kennedy. You ready?
I'm ready.
18 years ago today in 2006, the crocodile hunter Steve Irwin tragically died after his chest was pierced by a stingray's barb. Which country was Steve Irwin from?
Australia.
Tied at 1. Jimmy Buffett's daughter posted a tribute to him on the first anniversary of his death. One of Jimmy Buffett's most famous songs is enjoying which meal while in paradise?
Cheeseburger. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too precise.
Any more death in the rest of these questions, Dan? Are we good?
No, I'm saving the rest for 7:45.
Okay. So dark. Tied to 2, Michael Che and Colin Jost from SNL are doing a live comedy special on Peacock. Which SNL segment do they host together every week?
Weekend Update.
We're ripping through the entire Office series right now on Peacock for season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Beats. Bears.
Battlestar Galactica.
We watched that episode last night.
Welcome back.
Oh my God. We laughed so much last night. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Mark Ronson turns 49 today. His biggest hit is Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars. Finished the lyric from that song. Take a listen.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh.
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Oh.
Get the stretch.
Who is Julio? Because he also serves him shrimp scampi in another
one
of his
songs. He's in the band with him.
He's one of the people.
Yeah, I think he's one of the guys in the group.
Treats him real nice.
I don't think so. You don't make a band member serve you shrimp scampi. That's like an assistant.
Oh, you think he's the driver? Maybe.
You know, everybody's got one of these sort of guys. P. Diddy had one. Farnsworth Bentley.
Oh, with the umbrella, I remember.
Morris Day from The Time had Jerome.
Yes.
Hey, hey Siri, who is Julio? Hang on, I'll have an answer in a minute. Yeah. No,
he gets the stretch, Carson. He gets the stretch.
Somebody has to.
4-3, question number 5. If they ever do a live action Frozen, Anya Taylor-Joy just threw her hat into the ring by saying she wants to play it. Elsa, of course, she rose to fame playing this Netflix limited series about an orphan chess prodigy who struggles with addiction on her journey to being the best chess player in the world. Name the show.
Queen's Gambit.
That is...
Sorry.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Though. Yeah, you both did great. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash. Ingrid, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Ingrid from West Roxbury, and I came in second.
Silver, baby. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Scott from West Boylston.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you, my friend?
Good. Glad that you're recovering and thinking of you.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Scott is in the car with his 12-year-old son, Cooper, who we all know as Coop.
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 Coop. All right, Scott, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Did we get that right? Does everybody everybody call him Coop?
Everybody calls him Coop.
Coop. That's just the best when you have a nickname like that. Because it sounds like you're getting booed, but you know the truth.
Yeah. Reminds me of Kevin Euclid when everyone
is Euclid. All right, here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. are celebrating 22 years of marriage. Sarah Michelle Gellar was the star of which hit 90s TV series?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Beyonce turns 43 today. Which Beyonce song are these opening lyrics from? Take a listen.
To the left, everything you own in the box to the left, in the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch on.
Name the song.
Irreplaceable.
Visitors to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can vote on who they want to see inducted. Excuse me, the current leaders are Iron Maiden, Blink-182, Styx, Weird Al, and Motley Crue. Which city is the Rock Hall of Fame located in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Megan Thee Stallion and RM from BTS have a new song coming out Friday called Never Play. A big reason why BTS went on hiatus as a group back in 2022 is because of which rule South Korea has for all of its citizens.
They need to serve in the military.
Yeah, I think it's male citizens. Question number 5. Jenna Ortega thinks women should get their own franchises instead of taking over male roles like James Bond. Which horror movie franchise was Ortega a part of, having to step away from the series due to scheduling conflicts with Wednesday?
Horror movie. You said it was a franchise?
That is correct.
Friday the 13th.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! You were so close to $100.
Yes, pretty good, pretty good. Cooper, you going into, are you in 7th or 8th grade?
7th.
7th grade, nice. Where do you go to school?
St. John's.
St. John's? Ooh, yep. Arch rival at Barrett School for lacrosse. It's not really a it's not really a rivalry. They dominate. His school dominates Barrett School. They play each other a lot. His Barrett School doesn't win very often, unfortunately.
Well, Barrett School hasn't had Barrett before.
That's right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi, how'd we do?
They got 4 out of 5.
Woo!
These are tough.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You want to quit?
No, I just got here.
I did yesterday. At least it felt like I did.
He tried to quit a couple times. I was like, Kennedy would never.
These tough. Question number one, Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. are celebrating 22 years of marriage. Sarah Michelle Gellar was the star of which hit 90s TV series?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Did you see the photo they posted on social media of the two of them together?
They're just so stunning.
Just imagine a nice, normal relationship in Hollywood that lasts that long.
They have had one for that
they're
long.
They're like unicorns.
Yep.
Tied at one. Question number two, Beyonce turning 43 today. Which Beyonce song are these opening lyrics from? Take a listen.
To the left, everything you own in the box to the left, in the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch them.
Name the song.
Mm-hmm. Irreplaceable.
Tied at 2. Visitors to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can vote on who they want to see inducted. The current leaders are Iron Maiden, Blink 182, Styx, Weird Al, and Motley Crue. Which city is the Rock Hall located in?
Cleveland.
Tied at 3. Megan Thee Stallion and RM from BTS have a new song coming out Friday called Neva Play. It's N-E-V-A.
Obviously.
Yes. A big reason why BTS went on hiatus as a group is because of which rule in South Korea for all of its citizens?
You know, they all have to do military service.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Jenna Ortega thinks women should get their own franchises instead of taking over male roles like James Bond. Which horror movie franchise was Ortega part of having to step away from the series due to scheduling conflicts with Wednesday?
Oh, Scream.
That is it. Nice get, Kennedy. Look at you. It's like you haven't missed a day. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Scott. And Coop.
You didn't have to do our boy Coop like that, Kennedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. I did. You got to learn somehow.
You're going to learn today.
You're going to learn today.
All right, Scott and Cooper, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Scott and Cooper.
Coop.
We're from Boston, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Jill from Worcester.
Hello, Jill.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jill?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
We're just talking about how glad we were to have Kennedy back, and here we are kicking her out, Dan.
Yep. It happens fast.
5 trivia questions are all pop culture. Jill, you answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you, and Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Country music claimed the two top spots on Billboard's 2024 Songs of the Summer chart with I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen at number 1, followed by Shaboozy's A Bar Song, Tipsy at number 2. Not Like Us came in at number 3 from which rapper?
Ice-T.
Yes.
Yes, Ice-T's back with the Song of the Summer.
Wop, 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 wop.
Well, he's not doing Law and Order SVU.
Imagine Dragons will be the first band to have a song broadcast from the moon. True or false, Imagine Dragons have never had a song reach number one in the country. True or false?
True.
I thought Coldplay did this a while back.
I don't know.
Maybe it was just from space.
I am neither a scientist or a Coldplay fan, so I don't have a good answer.
Yeah, I feel like anything like that, either U2 or Coldplay has done it first. Question number 3, with the passing of Labor Day, it is officially pumpkin spice latte season. Which company invented the PSL?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Sabrina Carpenter, Short and Sweet, debuts number 1 on the Billboard album chart. Name the Sabrina song with these lyrics. Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true did for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know I Mountain Dew it for you.
I do not know the answer to that one.
Making you read Sabrina Carpenter lyrics is one of my favorite things.
Hailey Bieber flashed a diamond embellished gold ring with the word mom spelled out, celebrating the birth of her and Justin Bieber's son, Jack Blues Bieber. Name the guy who discovered Justin and was his manager for over 15 years.
Usher.
Usher, did you say? All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I see that you work in hospice care.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do. We had to use hospice care with Lana's mom. I'm going to tell you, some of the staff that were there were just unbelievable. They really, they
are special, special.
It's not an easy profession.
It's not an easy profession. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Joe got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Dan, I noticed yesterday everybody got like 5 out of 5 when Kennedy wasn't here, and today they're getting 1 out of 5. Are you handpicking these contestants against me?
Yes, I'm handpicking them when they light up on the phone line.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
I'm sensing a conspiracy theory.
Well, don't.
These are tough. Here we go. Question number one. Country music claimed the top 2 spots in Billboard's 2024 Songs of the Summer with I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen at number 1, followed by Shaboozy's A Bar Song Tipsy at number 2. Not Like Us came in at number 3 from which rapper?
Not Like Us?
Come on, you got your ear to these streets?
I really don't.
One of the greatest diss records of all time, I imagine.
Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, she got it. I jumped the gun.
No, I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
No chance.
Oh, okay. Did my clue help you?
Yeah.
0-0. Question number 2. Imagine Dragons will be the first band to have a song broadcast from the moon. True or false? Imagine Dragons have never had a song reach number 1. True or false?
True.
Radioactive reached number 3. Tied at 1. Question number 3. With the passing of Labor Day, it is officially pumpkin spice latte season. Which company invented the PSL?
Oh, gosh. Starbucks?
And Basic Bees Everywhere Rejoice.
2-1. Question number 4. Sabrina Carpenter Short and Sweet debuts at number 1 on the Billboard album charts. Name the Sabrina song with these lyrics, Kennedy. Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true it for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know I Mountain Dew it for you.
Espresso?
That is my song of the summer right there. It just speaks to me, those lyrics.
It Mountain Dews it for you?
Yeah. I'm on vacation. And my give-up blanks are on vacation, yeah. Right, Kennedy? 3-1, question number 5. Hailey Bieber flashed a diamond-embellished gold ring with the word mom spelled out, celebrating the birth of her and Justin Bieber's son, Jack Blues Bieber. Name the man who discovered Justin and was his manager for over 15 years.
Scooter Braun.
I love that name, by the way, Jack Blues Bieber.
It's a good name.
Rolls off the tongue. Let's see. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Jill. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you playing this morning. Nice work. Nice work, everybody.
Yes. We had fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
And what do you want to say, Kennedy?
I'm Jill from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Oh. Mom. Mom. Sal's not making that sound, though.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.